And again, toward the end of the week, near freezing temperatures for lows, so be aware of that. Alex? Alex, he'd be the ice road trucker. Yeah. And I understand the truckers are on the road a lot.
And by the way, couple of things. He makes topsoil. He hauls gravel.
That's it. Okay. He makes topsoil. Okay.
And I do love how he says, though, that his wife went out and got pregnant.
Yeah.
Got herself pregnant.
My wife got herself pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
Jay.
He's out on the road a lot, but sounds like Alex needs a biology lesson.
Yeah. Once again, pregnancy. Yeah, 100% preventable.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing was he said, I got 120 projects in my front yard. Which, you know, in some cities...
Which means his HOA is just hating him.
That's right. Some cities, that you couldn't do that.
That'd be a code violation.
Yeah, that'll get you leading the TV news, too.
But again, he's in Canada. They're different.
Yeah,
they're,
called
they're,
a hoarder.
Yeah, they're different.
That's right.
My goodness.
Barely know her.
My goodness.
My goodness, we're out of control.
New company called Sonic Alert, marketing alarm clocks that go off at 113 decibels.
Oh, I thought maybe it was a... Maybe it's a restaurant watchdog.
Does it clean up the mess?
I'm not sure.
That you leave?
Once again, hello?
Not 100%. The Virgin Mary.
Okay.
There you go.
Actually, the idea of the loud alarm clock is, again, one of my great solutions is if you have to get up early and you're staying in a hotel.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it rattles you too much, just go ahead and leave a wake-up call for the room next door to yours. And that way the phone call is muffled and the ring isn't as sharp, so he still wakes you up.
I got the greatest alarm clock. It's a noiseless alarm clock.
Okay.
It's just a bright light that lights up the room. That blinks on and off.
Good.
It's a light.
Yeah.
So after you have the seizure, do you then get up and go to the shower?
That's right. It's probably not for everybody. But it's just a light that just lights up the
probably
room.
Not for everybody.
Yeah. No, not for
people
everybody.
People with dogs that might bark at the light, then everybody wakes up.
That's right. After 30 minutes, then it sounds an alarm. It's like,
hey, wake up.
Yeah, get your tail out of bed.
30 minutes of light not enough for you, pal?
Well, you can only hit the snooze for 30 minutes, and then it adds an alarm to it after 30 minutes.
See, that snooze thing, that's just not good.
The snooze thing is great, actually.
Well, not supposed to, you know. Aren't you supposed to get up?
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Go ahead and set it later.
You never hit the snooze?
No, I do. Well, I don't have a snooze.
Oh, you don't?
No, I have a manual alarm clock.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, and he sleeps on a bed of nails.
No,
I
don't.
Whatever.
No. But actually, it's not. It's a battery-powered alarm clock, but it's just because, you know, power failures happen, and you've got to be covered for that. Hello?
It's only 110 decibels. The car horn's 130. That's more like what I need.
Okay, yes, that's 113.
Really?
But anyway, hello?
Yes, sir. I bought my son an alarm clock. It was probably the sharpest one of all. It was like a baseball. It would go off, and you would actually throw it to set the snooze. But then you had to get up and find it to shut it off again.
I like that.
I remember
when
those came out, because I think they had a baseball and a tennis ball, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you can snooze one time by throwing it,
and
then it goes off, but then it's across the room.
That's the one snooze, right.
I see.
And that's the other thing that people in radio taught me is you could take the alarm clock and put it across the room.
Well, yeah.
That's what I do.
That's where you got to get up. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stumbling through there.
Yeah. My wife loves that.
I'll bet.
While we're talking about sleeping, believing that the time-honored tradition of the siesta is fading into history, some folks in Spain have decided to do something about it. They're holding a sleeping contest. Participants gather at a mall in Madrid. They'll compete for a 9-day sleeping contest. Members of the newly formed National Association of Friends of the Siesta. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Feel that life has become too fast-paced in Spain. Doctors stand by that pulse-measuring device to determine how long they slept. Extra points will be awarded for snoring. A decibel meter will be there on the ready. Weird sleep positions or wacky PJs also will give extra incentives. First prize is $1,400. So see how that works out for you. Siesta, you know, was for many people because it was just too dang hot to be doing business until late in the afternoon. So they'd stay open. Shops would stay open late. But the National, what is it again? The National Association of Friends of the Siesta. Not a bad organization. Up. Here we go. The nominee for Frog of the Week, because remember, we always do a Frog of the
Week.
It was.
It was going to be close.
This one in Australia, Couple sitting on their back porch caught a face-off between a tree frog and a crowned snake after a tense snare down. Yeah. The frog basically lunged and began to swallow the snake.
Oh.
All right, now this snake, I saw a picture. This snake's about 2.5 feet long.
Uh-huh.
And the frog's just a frog. Homeowner who'd been snapping pictures.
Words to live by. Frog's just a frog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He caught a shot of the snake sticking out of the frog's mouth.
Ooh.
Says the frog started shoving the snake into its mouth with its front feet. Yes!
It's my nice.
How you like this?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
How you like this?
Yeah.
It's my kind of frog.
The snake fought back.
Excuse
wrapping
me.
It,
oh, oh, oh.
Yeah. Snake fought back by wrapping itself around the frog's hind legs. Frog then released the snake, and both combatants apparently went their separate ways.
Oh, so it was a draw?
Yeah, I guess so.
They were heard saying as they slithered away and hopped away from each other, can we just agree this never happened?
Yeah. It's time to do your Christmas shopping. Don't wait for the rush. Order your Christmas presents now from Monograms and More. For the staff that works so hard. For that special someone. Even that hard-to-shop-for friend or family member. Specialized monogrammed items like jackets, fleece, caps, even corporate gifts, and more. Don't get stuck in the Christmas rush. Order that special gift now at monograms-more.com or call 693-7773. Monograms and More.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote. 694-6900. Or on the web at bcins.net.
In a world full of artificial this, genetically modified that, and virtually simulated everything, there's thankfully still an appreciation for the real deal. I'm referring, of course, to the BMW 3 Series, the one Car and Driver praised as the car we'd like to drive every day, and named to their 10 best list a record-breaking 19 consecutive years, the one that's faster and more powerful than the A4. The C300, and the IS250, the one that includes no-cost maintenance, while those others do not, and the only one that deserves to be called the ultimate driving machine. So celebrate the real deal, the 3 Series, at a BMW center today. Claim based on published 3 Series sedan and competitors 0 to 60 in horsepower. January 2010, Car and Driver cited. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. You got a Bobby and Bubba joke coming up in just a little while.
Bobby and Bubba?
Bobby and Bubba?
Just name
put it on my tab.
Bobby and Bubba. I don't know. Hey, good Chamber of Commerce news here for you now. National study finds St. Louis has overtaken Camden, New Jersey as the world's most America's most dangerous city for 2009.
All right.
Study found that St. Louis has 2,070.1 violent crimes per 100,000 people, compared to the national average of 429. Okay, again, for St. Louis, 2,070 violent crimes per 100,000 folks. National average is 429. That helped St. Louis beat out Camden, who just about had retired the trophy. Camden topped last year's list and did so in 2003 and 2004. Detroit and Flint, Michigan also in there, and Oakland, California rounding out your top five. So there you are. Good Chamber of Commerce stuff. And Mahmoud Ahmadinejad apparently wants to tell us the best age for girls to get married between the ages of 16 and 18. Iran's parliament in 2005 raised the legally acceptable age of marriage for girls to 15 from the previous 9. That would be 9. Ahmadinejad said the best age for marriage for boys is between 19 and 21. So, telling us about that. Okay, Apple Steve Jobs and Rupert Murdoch preparing to unveil a new digital newspaper called The Daily at the end of this month. It promises to be the world's first newspaper designed exclusively for the new tablet-style computers like the iPad.
Oh, yeah.
With a launch plan for early next year. Daily will cost 99 cents a week. 99 cents a week. And by the way, if you're wanting an iPad, may pay to wait just a tad longer. The new model could be coming out next April. You're a U.S. American. One analyst believes that based on the release pattern Apple has used in the past for its iPhone and iPod, April is the proper time frame for iPad 2. According to Computer World, analysts and bloggers have been speculating on when the new iPad would be out and what it would look like. It may be thinner or have a higher resolution display, but for the most part, analysts think its second-generation iPad will look a lot like the first.
I was going to say, is it not enough? I mean, I understand that they have to keep reinventing and improving and things like that.
The way the auto industry used to be.
Right. So what you have to... You have to run the risk of you take your iPad to a meeting and in walks that person. And I say, oh, is that the 1.0?
You have one of those, dude.
I have the 2.0.
Where's the diesel smokestack?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, did you crank it before you came in? Did it have adequate time to warm up?
This new one apparently will have a dual camera. Apple rolled out FaceTime for i4 last summer. And tech geeks think the iPad will get the same kind of treatment. Nobody guessing the new device will have as far as storage is concerned. The iPad comes in 16, 32, and 64 gig versions right now. Tomorrow we may look at, there have been a couple of lists of the top 10 best apps. We'll have that for you tomorrow. See, a couple of them sounded pretty cool. Let's see what else. Oh, here we go. Visions of sugar plums and Santas are premature at Westchester, Pennsylvania, where the county commissioners voted last Thursday to shake up the holiday scene on the old courthouse lawn after several years of allowing groups of any persuasion, even atheists, to put up decorations on the courthouse lawn. Commissioners put an end to the practice. The commissioners voted 2-1 to take back control, resolving to erect and maintain its own seasonal holiday displays aimed at celebrating liberty and freedom and honoring men and women of the armed services as they defend their traditions rather than... And, you know, that probably is fraught with danger, the longer that you allow just any group to have the opportunity to go out there and put whatever they want to. You could have the Church of the Holy Tomato and no telling where you go with that. Well, don't you think there is one someplace?
Yeah.
Well, you splat the tomato and hope that it's restored
something
in 3 days
like
or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Just something like it turned in by the radish. I'm not sure. Okay. Hey, Barbara Bush. In an
radish?
Interview that's
what do you got against radish?
What the radish ever do to you?
Right? The treacherous radish. Yeah.
In the in an interview set to air tonight on Larry King,
Barbara
Babs talking about Sarah Palin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She thinks that
she's
Sarah,
speaking her mind, is she?
Barbara tells Larry, I sat next to her once. I thought she was beautiful. And she's very happy in Alaska. And I hope she'll stay there.
Well, so, well, there you go.
There you go. Just a little political lady smackdown there on Larry King tonight. See, now you don't have to watch. Now that you've got that, you don't have to watch.
Yeah, I believe that's darn near a tea time cat fight right there.
Yeah, that'd be okay. That'd be kind of fun. Well, then they used to MTV used to do video matches, right?
Celebrity death match.
Yeah, exactly. Put those two in for a celebrity death match. Uh-huh. How would that go? Nah, I'm sorry, it's the wrong demo. People have looked from MTV, look at that, they go, who? Who are these people? 850.
Your steering wheel is off center. Your car's drifting and pulling to one side, and your tires are showing uneven wear. If your vehicle has any of these symptoms, it's time for an alignment from Superior Auto Service. Superior Auto Service has upgraded their equipment with a new state-of-the-art laser wheel alignment system. Your alignment should be checked annually, so your vehicle steers better and your tires last longer. And there's no better time to have your alignment checked than before your holiday travels. Superior Auto Service on South College Avenue, just north of Texas A&M. Call 845-3344 or visit happycars.com today.
Rattler's Convenience Stores has three great stores located in BCS, and they've always had monthly specials throughout their stores, and November is no exception. Check out an 18-pack of Natural Light, Keystone, and Milwaukee's Best in Milwaukee's Best Light for only $9.99. And you'll need some munchies to go along with that cold beer, so choose from Chex Mix, Snyder's, Jack Link, and Cheez-Its on sale for 50 cents off. If you're hungry for breakfast, any sized coffee is only 69 cents, and Jimmy Dean's breakfast sandwiches are 50 cents off. Rattler's, friendly, clean, Texan.
At Scott & White Health Plan, we know you may be wondering about health care reform and how it will affect you. But don't let the uncertainty keep you from applying for the coverage you deserve. Health Plus from Scott & White Health Plan provides affordable medical coverage for individuals and families. We offer a choice of plans and deductibles starting as low as $55 a month for individuals. There's no charge for preventive services, and all Scott & White health plans have no lifetime maximum. To learn more about Health Plus and get your free quote, call us toll-free at 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. You can also apply online at swhp.org/radio. Scott & White Health Plan. We're Texas friendly. Plans are medically underwritten and have benefit exclusions and limitations. Call for cost and complete details of coverage. $55 premium is based upon a healthy male age 29, March 1st, 2010 effective date. Saver 5,000 plan. Premiums vary based on age and gender.
A pool is more than a place to swim. It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy. That's 575-6200, the Pool Guy.
I don't know about you, but holidays equal food in my universe, and I don't know about you, but I hate starting every New Year's with the same resolution: I must lose weight. I want you to talk to my personal trainer, Ashley Bergen of FitU. Meet with her for 2, maybe 3 consultations. She can teach you how to eat throughout the holiday season, so Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinner, you can enjoy without the guilty conscience and spending all of next year figuring out how to lose the weight. Meet up with my personal trainer. Call Ashley Bergen at 492-1900, 492-1900.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 7 minutes till. How you live after age 65, being called vitally important now. Until that age, a healthy life is dominated by your genetic makeup. But the latest research shows that it's mostly about lifestyle. It means exercise and nutrition. Over the weekend, health experts at the annual meeting of the Gerontological Society,
very
I guess
good.
That's for old folk,
yeah.
Of can you imagine, what was that buffet like? They have anything crunchy?
Yeah, cream of wheat.
Anything hard in that?
Yeah, a lot of soft-boiled eggs.
Yep, shed some...
yeah.
Okay. Shed new light on the...
careful, it's got skin on it.
Yeah. That's right.
You'll never digest
that's
that.
That's right. Chew it 100 times.
Exercise is value as a strong tool in combating diseases. One of the best things they say as you get older, walk. Shoot for a couple of miles a day, say experts. Just walk. You know, you don't need any special
equipment. Or shuffle.
Equipment. Yeah. Oh, he's so young.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In true Nevada style, a county board election that resulted in a tie between two candidates decided by a draw the cards. Natalie Yanish drew the ace of clubs on Friday.
Ah, beat that!
That's right, to win the seat of the Kingsbury Grade General Improvement District Board over Robert McDowell, who drew an eight of diamonds. The two had tied for third place in the election back on November 2nd. They finished with 373 votes in an 11-way race. State law allows candidates to settle ties either by drawing cards or beating each other. Oh, no, or flipping a coin.
Drew cards. I'm guessing they've established long in advance that aces are high.
Yeah, probably you got to call. You may have to call it there while you're standing there, don't I? So after the merger of two companies, 16,000 employees of Everything Everywhere, which is a UK mobile phone company, told last month whether or not their jobs were safe at a mass meeting across the country. But they weren't told in an email from the head office or in letters placed in their work mailboxes. No, they were shown lights.
Huh?
Lights. A red light meant they were at risk for losing their job. A yellow light meant they must reapply for their existing job. A blue light indicated their job had been mapped into the new business plan.
God, how sensitive.
Agree, yeah.
So what did you go in and sit down and I mean, was this a one-on-one thing?
Well, the light shows were made in public in front of between 30 and 60 colleagues. Some employees had no idea that their jobs were at risk before the public meeting. Can you imagine that?
This is just playing with people.
Head of employment at the British law firm Michael Bird said that he had never heard of such a public way of breaking news to employees. And he said every employee was shown a red light, loses their job after the consultation, is likely to be able to file a claim for unfair dismissal. So if you saw the red light, you can probably go in and file a suit. But, yeah, what are you doing? With your coworkers there, you would do that?
Yeah, that's poor form.
All right, here we go. It's time for a joke. It's been so long.
How long has it been?
So Bubba decided to save up and get him a hang glider.
All right.
Takes it out to the highest mountain, and after struggling up there to the top, he gets ready to go. When he runs over and he jumps off the edge into this wind, and there he is, a-sailing up there, and there's Skeet and Bobby. Skeet and Bobby sitting on the front porch talking when they spotted the biggest bird they'd ever seen.
Look at the size of
that bird, Bobby said. Yep, Skeet said, look at here. Bobby runs in the house. He brings out his gun and takes and he shoots again. And he fires one more time. And the monster bird continued to sail silently off into the trees. And Skeet says, Bobby, looks like you missed him. He said, no, it don't matter. He dropped Bubba. That's what's important.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. There's a little joke for today.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to talk about the...
I know people like that.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Depends on where you're from.
Yeah. I think I went to high school with those guys.
New poll from the Sunday Times of London says most Britons want Prince William to be their next king. How's the old man feel about that? What do you think?
Well, he's got a new, hot-looking wife he's about to have.
Well, I know that people kind of pumped up about that. Rather than 62-year-old Charlie, 64%
right.
of those polled wanted William.
That mayor he's married to.
Yeah, that's right. Down girl.
You talking Camilla?
Easy girl. Have a sugar cube.
She's a handsome Steve.
She is about seven hands high.
That's right. You can back her into the stall.
64% of those polled wanted William to replace his grandmama, Queen Elizabeth.
She ain't listening.
No.
When she either passes or steps aside, she's 84 right now.
Is she?
By the way, if you want to be at the front, in the front pew of that wedding between Prince William and Kate Middleton.
And I do want to.
Listen to this, AbsoluteNow.com.
What are tickets
says,
going for?
Well, no, production companies.
Can I buy them on StubHub?
They're looking at an opportunity to capture this event that they call the event of the century. Look, we're only 10 years into it, okay?
Well, that's why they can call it that.
Event of the century in 3D technology. That's what they're thinking about. So we'll see how that goes.
When are the nuptials?
I don't know.
Okay.
On this date in history.
I haven't got my save the date letter.
There you go.
Hopefully they'll be registered at Walmart.
Bed, Bath, and Beyond. Yeah. 1963, obviously, in Dallas, Texas, the president was shot. 1986, at the age of 20. Mike Earbiter Tyson became the youngest world heavyweight boxing champion.
And everybody said, for a big guy, he sure talks like a chick.
He does. And in 2005, Ted Koppel retired from hosting Nightline after 26 years.
How about
45 seconds.
Well, that Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, $125 million on its opening weekend. That's more than $100 million in second place. That was Megamind that made 16. Third was Unstoppable. Fourth was due date, and then number five was the next 3 days. So Harry Potter, 120.